mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, the sixth day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul Watson is our guest. We're about to go back to your phone calls. And, Paul, I've literally got about 20 articles I want to go over with you here, just a whole plethora of key issues. But first we'll go through these calls. But what are some of the other news items you want to cover?
Time magazine announced a couple of days ago that the TIPS program, which was supposedly defeated, has in fact, you know, it's been, the funding's been increased, the program, the scope of the program's been increased, so we can get into that. The torture, or the abuse, sorry, of the children at Abu Ghraib and the kind of mindset of the people that would carry out that kind of activity, we need to get into that also.
Absolutely, and on the subject that you just first raised of the TIPS program, what they do is they bring out a whole host of programs. Then they go, oh, pressure, we're changing the name. And then in almost every case, the rule seems to be doubling the funding. Now, we knew TIPS wasn't gone. We knew Total Information wasn't gone. We knew Matrix wasn't gone. They just changed the name and increased the funding, and we'll go over that. It's pretty scary stuff. Who's up next here, Stephanie? Sheldon in Arizona. Go ahead. Sheldon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A little off track here, but you have an excellent guest, very intelligent
man. We're talking about anything you want to discuss, sir.
Okay, I wanted to give you my movie review on Fahrenheit 9/11.
Sure.
Went to see it over the weekend. I thought it was a terrifically well-done movie. Michael Moore is on track. He seems to know pretty much what's going on. And sent my local talk radio show here, KNST in Tucson, the guy that does the morning talk show, he thinks it's a poor movie, not well worth seeing. I'm going to make him a video of your 911 Road to Tyranny today, and I'm going to deliver it to his studio tomorrow along with the New York Post flyers. You know what those are, right?
Yes, sir. That's great.
Yeah, so I just...
Well, I mean, I think the film overall is important, but he doesn't get into 10%, not even 5% of the real information. I mean, people think this film's hardcore, and it's being banned from whole theater chains. Imagine, if it would have been any more hardcore, it would have never made it to the screen, period. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, to Moore's credit, he has allowed it to propagate on the Internet, you know, without kicking up a fuss over copyrights or illegal downloading or anything like that, which has actually led, quite funnily, to a campaign where people are naming the file 9/11, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11, and actually when people go to download it on Kazaa, it's actually Alex's film 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. So, via an indirect way, people are getting the real truth about this.
What do you mean? People've got Moore's film and he's not kicking up a fuss?
No, Moore has publicly stated that he has no problem with people downloading his movie from internet file sharing networks, even though, you know, most people do have problems with that. But
wow, that is big of him.
But people have been uploading your movie to Kazaa under the name of his movie. So everybody's on the internet looking to download his movie, and then they go to download it, and it's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. So people are getting the truth, you know, in that indirect way.
Well, folks need to upload Masters of Terror, then, and some of the other videos, because they're all excellent, even some of the films I haven't made. But that is exciting. So Moore publicly said he doesn't have a problem with people sharing his film.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, that's incredible, I tell you. All right, stay there, Paul. Thanks for the call. Sheldon, we'll come back and talk to Laura and Brent and Wesley and others and get into all this other news. And if you want to buy a copy of my videos, you can do that at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and find out what all the fuss is about. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm always frustrated that there's so much news and so little time to get to it, but I also love the calls because they take us in so many different directions of importance. But I've just got to get to this, Paul, and then we'll go to the calls. Congressman suggests Bush hiding Osama. We'll get to that in a minute, but first this article and then the calls. Concerned about rifle replicas, Mexican soldiers interrupt funeral of U.S. Marine killed in Iraq. Now, again, I don't support this phony war, but I do support troops. I know by and large they're good people, better than average, a lot of courage, and this Hispanic man who was from Mexico became a U.S. citizen. He died in Iraq. And the U.S. consulate down in Mexico, they wanted to bury him there where his family lives in Mexico. They did that. And the Mexican troops came. I have the Houston Chronicle here. This is on InfoWars.com. Came in, grabbed the Marines, grabbed the stuff they were doing the ceremony with. I mean, it describes it. Stopped the funeral. Started trying to arrest the Marines because two of them had fake rifles. Now, we've had this in the U.S. with people having parades with fake rifles and people panic. It's a gun! The troops have guns! Now, the Mexican government's law is no foreign troops with arms on their soil, which would be a good rule for us, which I've got another article here about foreign troops. But Mexican soldiers have shot and killed federal officers, beaten them half to death, shot and killed citizens. They'll rob you on that side of the border, and our media says nothing. Mexico hates our guts, despite the fact that our government's rolled out the red carpet to their elite down there. And to read about Mexican soldiers carrying automatic weapons interrupted the U.S. Independence Day funeral of a U.S. Marine and demanded that the Marine Honor Guard give up ceremonial replicas of rifles they carried. Hundreds of friends and relatives packed a small cemetery for the funeral of, on Sunday, of 22-year-old Juan Lopez, who was born in the sun-scorched farming town, immigrated to Dalton, Georgia as a teenager and became a Marine. He was killed in an ambush in Ramadi, west of Baghdad, on June 21st. And as Major Kurt Gwimlin presented an American flag to Lopez's widow, Sandra Torres, who clutched a bouquet of yellow and white flowers with tears streaming down her face, while the funeral demonstration, the close human ties of Mexico and the United States, problems began moments after, leading to an expression of outrage by U.S. Ambassador. And it says, as they marched solemnly to the grave, carrying the body, folks, in came Mexican troops, blocking their path, stopping it, grabbing the guns. That wasn't enough. Then they tried to arrest the Marines. Paul, what do you think of this?
Well, I mean, it's like, let's take the surface-level propaganda and, you know, say that a group called Al-Qaeda exists. It's like having a country named Al-Qaeda bordered with the USA on the south, saying that they're going to invade, massing on the border, coming across, killing, you know, white women, pregnant women, burgling people's houses, and at the same time the Bush administration proposing this blanket amnesty, which has increased illegal immigration 15% already. So it's
well, they're also not just having racial murders, which I'm against any group doing, obviously. They're also feeding on the Mexican people coming across, robbing them.
Yeah, and so these people come into the USA. They've been brought up into this culture. They've been born into this culture of Mexico, which is an outright police state, which can rival any police state in the world, China included, and, you know, threatening to impose their culture, their religion, and threatening to take over the south of America. And so, I mean, if we really did have enemies that Bush would need to rally the population around, then it would be the Mexicans and the same groups that funded communism. All that money is now going into these Aztlan and, you know, La Reconquista groups that are threatening to do this.
And you've got the same stuff going on in England with other groups now, with your government openly trying to balkanize and get everybody at each other's throats.
Yeah, and I mean, Tony Blair's being caught in secret negotiations with all these third world countries, saying, giving them funds and aid to encourage their people to come over and immigrate into Britain illegally across the Channel Tunnel.
So, and the Red Cross was caught building a base there and admitting it's a staging ground for nightly thousands, mainly Muslims, pouring across.
Yeah, and then there's this whole spin whereby these left-wing organizations put out this myth that the media is against asylum seekers and it's this big, giant conspiracy and asylum seekers are really good, but they're just being controlled by these same elites that funded communism. And, I mean, the people that are trying to fight this down on the border in America are people like, you know, Chris Simcott, Glenn Spencer, and they're the ones that get trouble for, you know, just keeping a watch on the border while these people crawl across and sneak into people's homes.
It's horrible. Paul, I'm going to put you on hold for 3 minutes, then we're going to go to everybody's calls, and this congressman suggests Bush hiding Osama. And who knows, later I may air that 60 Minutes clip where they talk about Skull and Bones as well and re-air that Fox News clip. But before we do that, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, good to get you on with us. Haven't had you on in a week or so. We look at all this corruption. We look at all this evil. We've got to take control of our lives. One big area of our lives is water. 70% of our body have to have it. We'll die within 3 or 4 days without it. You have a high-quality, made-in-America filtration system, sponsors of this show, made-in-America, as I said, high-quality water purification, not just filtration, very easy to put together. A great system, does tens of thousands of gallons. It costs less than if you bought it in the store. You're the big national distributor and manufacturer of this. And not just for disasters, folks, the tap water. Stop drinking the tap water. If you just drink real filtered water for a few weeks, then try to drink your tap water. You won't believe you ever drank it. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. You know, last week I got a real interesting report in the mail from the water district that I live in, And I knew that our water district had two different lakes that we receive water from. One is Lake Grapevine, where I live, and then one is Lake Arlington, which is on the other side of Dallas. And I had always thought that my water came from Lake Arlington, which they do not put fluoride in their water. And so, you know, I was reading the report, and I had some questions, so I called the water district and had my little report and started talking to one of the men in the water plant, who was very informative and helpful to me. And one thing I learned by talking to him was that depending on the water levels made a difference whether I did get my water from Lake Arlington or Lake Grapevine. So I do use the fluoride reduction filters in my Berkey Light, and I'm glad because even though I thought I was getting unfluoridated water, occasionally I am getting fluoridated water, apparently.
Well, again,
so
I mean,
you just don't know what you're getting sometimes.
Well, absolutely, and it's time for folks to take action. Fluoride is just one issue. I mean, you can argue it's good or bad. It's obviously bad. We've had top scientists on, neurologists, you name it. But it's all the other stuff in the water. Debbie, tell folks about the Berkey Light and how they get it.
Berkey Lights are available in two different models. We have the Berkey Light without the lights for $199, and with that you get the one free gift, and you have four choices of the free gift. Or you can get the Berkey Light with the light for $259, and with that you get two free gifts. And then, you know, for those people who want to be really secure, we do have the Water Security Package, which is a $581 value for $429, and it actually gives you, you know, extra filters, it gives you emergency lighting. I mean, it's a complete package to feel real secure.
Does that come with a solar, does that come with a solar panel?
It does. It comes with a solar panel, and it comes with all the attachments.
Now, again, there's,
you know,
you don't have any working parts in this. If it's just the water filter, it has a 14-year burning LED system with rechargeable batteries. By getting the solar panel, you can then charge that, charge cell phones, charge other things. It's a great system. So you've got a bunch of different specials. Give Debbie a call at 1-888-803-4438. And one of the free gifts that I've gotten, I think is excellent, that is the sheltering in place video put together by a former federal expert on radiological, chemical, biological, how to really make your house safe. Or they've got the Prudent Places CD that's got all the demographics and the layout of the country and a lot of hard-to-get information. If you get the 249 or 259 model with the lights, you get two free gifts, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. That's BerkeyWater.com. And in the comment section, tell them it's the Alex Jones special and tell them what free gift you want. Or you can order as well at InfoWars.com. So again, that's 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
Oh, yes. It was excellent. And I used my Berkey Sport bottles. I went to a bluegrass festival in Oklahoma, and we have our filtered water wherever we go. So, you know, don't forget the Berkey Sport bottles when you're calling in. They are very handy and save you lots of money.
Well, they do, and I appreciate it. 888-803-4438. All right, for callers that are holding, I promise you, when we start the next segment, we will go to them quickly. In fact, let's just do it now. Who's up next here? Laura in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air with Paul Watson and Alex Jones.
Hey, Alex. I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is, my husband's in Missouri right now because I'm going to be getting out here soon. He was trying to get your Prison Planet TV show because we pay $6 a month, and he couldn't get it. And I was wondering what I should do about that.
I'll have to have you talk to Paul. You'll have to email him. I know your husband's in another state, so I really can't do that on air. But the 99% of people don't have problems. If you've just moved or switched internet, it may be your internet. I'm not really sure, ma'am. What else is on your mind?
Well, I was reading in the newspaper in the very back, because I know you told me to look in the back. You find out a lot of information. They were talking about the draft. And
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about the draft when we get back, and I'll talk to you during the break and try to help you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages to have
is headed for
in the war on terror until they are credited
for Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Talked to Laura in Virginia. Her husband moved out west, and they've been on PrisonPlanet.tv, but now that they've moved, their computer won't get on it, and she hasn't emailed us yet for customer service, so that's what you do. Tell your husband, my dear, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and it says customer service, and Paul usually gets back with you within a few minutes to a few hours. We're a big corporation here, but we do have pretty good service, and most people don't have problems. I would imagine it sounds like your computer has had some type of problem, or it's your internet service provider, maybe on a bad dial-up or something. But your second question was about the draft. What did the article say, or in more specifics, what is your question?
My question is, I'm getting out of a hardship, and I was wondering if they could call me back in, because I was reading in the draft about people that get out of the military, they might call back in, and they were, it was Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld talking about it, Kerry, and I can't remember the other people that were talking about it. And it was confusing, everything that they said, but I was wondering, could they call me back in?
Yes, they've been already calling people who've served, which is the worst group to do it to, who've already served, back in. And those that had signed contracts and who are currently in and who are about to get out, they're not letting them leave. Thanks for the call, and that's a good question, and thanks for your support. Paul, they mean it to be confusing. While they're getting ready for the draft, then when we complain against the draft, they say that it doesn't exist. This is a psychological warfare tactic, is it not?
Well, it is, because there's this website called Snopes.com, which I get emails about all the time. You know, whenever we make a claim, they put up a page which says it's not true, and it's this urban legend website which supposedly disproves every myth that's going on the internet. And they list the draft, although they list the bills that do exist, they list it as probably not true, which is like, you know, when the CIA say that a Bin Laden tape is genuine, we know that it's not, because this website is a government operation, because it says that government involvement in 9/11 is not true. And as the caller mentioned, they...
So wait a minute, you're telling me the Urban Legend website says that here are bill numbers, but it's probably not true? When senators are on TV, when the bills are introduced, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they've got different classifications for each urban legend, and the draft is included under the definition of probably not true. And, I mean, this is the shift whereby, and there's another article out of the Associated Press today where Warner, the former Secretary of the Navy under Nixon, is saying that it's not a good idea to reinstate the draft, but they list it as probably not true when, you know, they also list the bills in the same article. And, I mean, Rumsfeld has said the same thing. They now admit that there is a plan, or a potential plan, if there was a massive terror attack, just like the Patriot Act was prepared long before 9/11. But they say that it should be discouraged at this time, but just watch for that big terror attack.
Well, of course, during the election they're not going to push it, but they're getting ready and set up and saying they're going to pass it, and then we're kooks for warning people? I've got to get those folks on. And so they also say that 9/11, no government prior knowledge or involvement.
Every single act of the Bush administration or any administration that we've proven, cover-ups or prior knowledge of September 11th, I mean, they said that the anthrax attacks emanating from within the CIA, from Fort Detrick bioweapons lab, they said that was an urban legend and that it wasn't true. And you see, people think that this is an independent website, so they give it credibility, so whenever it says that something isn't true, they automatically believe
it. But it's admitted it was the most weaponized ever seen, and Congress did a study of how to mail it through the mail, and all the evidence. I mean, they haven't caught who supposedly did it, so how can they say they know the government didn't?
Well, they can't, but they do, because people give it this air of authority, because, you know, it's the leading website on the internet.
Well, I tell you, they're a big fat urban legend then. Well, it's like Rumsfeld on national TV on Face the Nation saying, I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. That's an urban legend.
Well, yeah, now Blair's out today admitting that there are no weapons of mass destruction, but, I mean, it's probably 2 months down the line he'll reverse his position on that as well.
All right, let's take another call. Let's talk to Brent in Kansas. Brent, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Good.
That's good, man. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're doing a good job, man. You know, keep it up. I see this, Michael Moore trying to, you know what I'm saying, take the game from you, but you know, you already did it before he did, man, because, you know, I moved to Topeka from Kansas City, man, and I talked to you like 3 or 4 years ago on air and stuff, you know, and you're doing a good job, man, and, you know, like I say, all this is showing is everything's about to come to the light, you know what I'm saying, your turn coming around, it's like what I do, it's going to come to the light, and everything's coming to the light, and I'm just tripping on these preachers, man. I've been trying to tell preachers what's going on out here in this world. They don't want to hear. They do not want to hear me, Alex, you know, so that's why.
Well, they think George Bush is basically Jesus.
Exactly.
Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up briefly on the other side. Then Wesley, Fred, and many others, stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
I don't know how any of you wouldn't sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, it's such a great website, getting better and better every day. Both our books, all my videos, weekly TV reports, all the great audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up today. Before we go back to the caller that we're talking to, Brett in Kansas, then Wesley and Fred and Sam and others, talking about the Urban Legend website. So, do they say it's an urban legend that we claim that they lied about weapons of mass destruction? Do they say it's an urban legend that the White House called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly, because that's admitted? Do they say it's an urban legend that Bush had troops ready to attack Afghanistan 2 days before 9/11? Do they say it's an urban legend that MSNBC reported that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases? Because you say you get these emails, Paul, going, well, you know, the urban legend people say it's not true. I mean, are they the authority? Are they like the Pope speaking ex cathedra from the, you know, the throne? Are they, or even higher than that? Do they think they're God? We need to do a who is on these people and investigate them, because I know what they do. They mix in space aliens, Bigfoot, with government might do corrupt things and we should watch it. Oh, that's ridiculous. So what has your experience been with these people?
Well, just from looking at the website, they list several different categories, including George Bush and John Kerry. And everything, I mean, they've got, you know, Bush crime family and all that kind of thing. Every single thing, whether it's Democrat or Republican, so-called conspiracy, they list it as an urban legend in 95% of the cases.
And then we see Rumsfeld on the TV saying that it's an urban legend that he ever said Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. So I guess everything's an urban legend. I guess the Fourth Amendment's an urban legend, Paul.
Yeah, and I mean, they've got a big section on 9/11 and Israel. We know that Israel didn't carry out the attack. We know they had prior knowledge like every other government in the world did. But again, Israeli prior knowledge of 9/11 is an urban myth. They've got sections on religion, taxes, anti-war.
But it was in major Israeli newspapers they had prior knowledge. It was in the Egyptian papers. It was in the German papers. It was in the British papers. It was in our papers.
Yeah, and in some cases they will list those papers and the sources as they do with the draft bills which have already been introduced. But
then just pronounce that it isn't true.
Yeah, so again, it's doublethink. I mean, they'll tell you the information, but then they'll denounce it as an urban legend.
But also, at the same time, Paul, they're darlings of the mainstream media because they do this.
Yeah, and I've seen many things before. I mean, when the Pentagon no-plane issue first broke, I got dozens of emails from Snopes who put up a page days after it first broke in the alternative research community saying that, again, it was an urban legend. There's no evidence to suggest that anything other than a commercial airliner hit the Pentagon. So every topic that you can imagine is denounced by them as an urban legend, and they're the so-called authority on all of this.
All right, Brett in Kansas, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I'm just about to sum it up right here, Alex, man. And like I say, it's about to go down, good versus evil, the Lord's children versus the devil's children, and it's going to go down soon. You can mark my words on that, but it's going to go down, and I'm involved.
Well, Brett, I mean, do you see people waking up in your area, though?
Man, Alex, I really don't, man, because I'm in Topeka, and they haven't even showed Fahrenheit 9-1-1. They have not played it here, and it's the Capitol. They have not even, it's not at theaters at all.
Up in Maine and other states, it's not showing. And I saw the statistics last week. I think we're showing in four screens in the whole state. And normally, even a small movie, it said would be showing on like 100 in that state. So, I mean, and then we have in two states, Nebraska and Iowa, the biggest theater chain, saying it's terrorist and they're not going to show it.
Oh, wow. Like I say, you'll be hearing about me, you know, a.k.a. Slug, you know, because I'm about to get out here and come out my shell, regardless of what happened, because I have to, because I have a calling. So y'all just keep it going. You know, God bless y'all, man, and believe me, it's going to go down.
Why, it's going to go down? You're going to wake people up, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm talking about, yeah, exactly. What I'm going to do is wake everybody up. But like I say, good and evil is going to collide. Because the truth and lies, it's going to be a confrontation. It has to be a confrontation, because if it don't be a confrontation, nobody's with God.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred. Actually, Wesley's up next, then Fred. Wesley in Tennessee, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello.
Alex, I'd like to apologize first for my last call. I guess I couldn't get my brain and my mouth to hook together, and I apologize for sounding like I was a quitter.
I don't remember the call, so don't apologize, but, I mean, it's your First Amendment. What's on your mind?
Well, no, I just wanted to say that you kind of got on my case, I guess, because I really did. When I rethought it, how I sounded, I guess I really did sound like I was giving up, but I didn't mean that at all. Anyway, to get to the issue at hand, number one, just a quick comment about TV evangelists. I sent out videotapes to 8 of the leading TV evangelists in the country with recordings of 4 separate news conferences conducted by George Bush, where he was asked specifically that whether he was a Christian or not. And, of course, he said yes. And then they asked him if he believed that the God that he prayed to was the same God that the Islamists prayed to. And his answer to that question in all 4 of those news conferences was, yes, I do.
Well, he also prays at Shinto shrines, goes to Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. I mean, he does all of this.
Well, these evangelists said it was the work of the devil, that the videotapes must have been phony. They couldn't possibly be true. So that's the kind of mentality that we're up against.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's the work of the devil is that faith-based initiative money they're starting to get.
That's more like it. That's really true. Now, for the question I have for you and Paul, I'd both like to say that I really think whether we wind up with Kerry or Bush is going to be based on one single issue. And I'd both like to ask you to play the part of a school teacher and ask you to give a
grade. Okay, what's the question, Wesley?
What kind of a grade would, if you were a teacher, what kind of a grade would you give to George Bush for being a lapdog of the globalists in the New World Order?
Okay, thanks for the call. I would give him a 95 for being a great minion, for being a liar, for having total arrogance and aplomb to tell different lies every day. I'd give Kerry a 95 as well. I mean, this whole thing is staged. Now, for being a good president, I'd give them both zeros. But it doesn't matter. Our votes don't matter. Locally, they do if they don't have electronic machines. County, city, state. You can forget the presidential election. Paul Watson?
Well, I don't know what grade I'd give him, but basically he's prepared the groundwork for Kerry, who I believe now firmly will win in, you know, November. Because, I mean, Bilderberg at the last conference were pushing this UN taxation system, which links into the mileage taxation system, which you were talking about earlier. And again, that needs the UN to be legitimized in the eyes of the world, which is why as soon as Kerry gets in, I believe that he'll pull out U.S. troops. And
they've also documented that Bill Clinton's probably going to be the next Secretary General and has already lined up seven of the G8. So that'll give it an American face for the Democrat president to bring in the UN.
Yeah, and I mean, with the previous point about...
And I've said months ago that I thought it was going to be Bush, may still be, though all these indicators lean towards Kerry, but it looks like it'll end up... I was thinking a Democrat president in 08 with Clinton becoming Secretary General.
Could be if they pull some kind of October surprise where they mysteriously discover Bin Laden, but I think with Kerry's closer relations to both the Queen and other European royalty, such as King Harald of Norway, then he's the man, and obviously this policy-level executive decision by Bilderberg to get Edwards in as his running mate, I don't think that decision would have been made unless it was for a reason. But, I mean, with the previous point about Bush's professed Christianity, I mean, anyone can say they're a born-again Christian. Tony Blair does the same thing when he goes into, you know, Mexican Aztec pyramids into mud rebirthing rituals, this new age, you know, rebirthing.
And then 2 months ago he was channeling the light.
Yeah. So, you know...
Stay away from the light, Carol Ann.
So, you know, a born-again turkey is still a turkey. You can say that you're a born-again Christian, but it's just rhetoric. The policies, the behavior, the actions that they follow do not owe any kind of allegiance to Christianity.
All right, let's cover a couple articles, then we'll go to a couple final calls to Fred and Sam and Harry, and that's going to be it for calls. It's been a great broadcast so far. Got about 17 minutes left here. Congressman suggests Bush hiding Osama. WorldNet Daily, in a speech to business leaders in Indiana, Representative Jim McDermott, Democrat Washington, gave credence to a rumor that U.S. has captured Bin Laden and for political reasons is waiting for the right moment to reveal it, according to an Indo-Asian news service. There are already rumors circulating that Osama Bin Laden is being held somewhere already, and it's only that they are trying to decide what day when they should bring him out, McDermott told of the Confederation of Indian Industry Representatives at a luncheon in New Delhi on Thursday. The remarks came as McDermott told his audience that the loss of jobs during the Bush administration and the Iraq War will cause Americans to pick a new president in the fall. Now, it's not just McDermott. In December, right after the Saddam capture, what was the 16th, they had the fake capture on the 13th, which was later admitted to be a stage capture. They had him for months before, if it even is Saddam. His wife says it isn't, but again, side issue. On Fox News, she told analyst Secretary of State Albright that they had him. It was going to be a stage release. Then we, at the same time, had Senator Grassley, a Republican, saying this. And so we have that developing. Now, 2+ years ago, Paul, what did I say? And we have that posted.
Well, yeah, I posted an article which was basically part of the transcript from one of your radio shows, which was basically in, I think it was early 2002, mid-2002, where you said that a White House source had told you directly that they have bin Laden on ICE. His body was handed over, according to a deal between the Bushes and the bin Ladens, who we know are very tight. Obviously, the bin Laden family was flown out on 9/11. And that they're waiting for the most politically expedient opportunity to roll him out. And we know now that they do carry out these psyops and, in fact, do allow the public to find out about them later on. The LA Times reported 3 days ago, which, you know, this is what we reported on the day of the event, that the Saddam statue fall was a psyop. And the actual military document where they talk about how they carried it out is now on the internet. And the LA Times did a report about it. We had Congressman LaHood before the Saddam capture saying that, you know, I know something you don't know, to his local paper.
And they go, do you mean a Saddam capture? And he said, yes.
Yeah, and that was the Daily Pantograph newspaper.
So we also had Clark, Franks and his martial law article in December, which came out a month early, saying that was about to happen.
Yeah, so it's either going to be bin Laden or this, the new bin Laden, al-Zarqawi, who will be rolled out. And the even the Associated Press is reporting today that this Iraqi resistance group, which calls itself the Salvation Movement, is threatening to kill al-Zarqawi because they're saying that he's behind all these car bombings and beheadings of Iraqis. And they're basically, they've woken up to the fact that he's this false flag operative, whether he's dead or alive, and he's being used as this patsy to justify continued atrocities.
It's simple. The globalists hire a thug to play the part of the bad cop. They never catch him. Meanwhile, the bin Laden family gets all the big weapons and building and you name it contracts for Saudi Arabia.
Yes, if there is an October surprise, then it will be bin Laden or it will be Zarqawi.
The question is, have we neutralized their story by being out ahead of this so far? Because I didn't know if it was disinfo, it was in January, 2+ years ago. I said, though, I was told this, why was I told this? And now we see all of this confirming it. I don't know what to think, Paul.
Well, there's also a report out of the Sun Network, which is based in Pakistan, where the former president of Pakistan said that bin Laden was hiding in Musharraf's basement, which was like a satirical pun, but she was saying directly that, you know, they were using the Pakistani government as a cover to hide bin Laden. So that.
And then before 2001, we had the BBC reporting about British diplomats going, oh yeah, the U.S. military is there, we saw them guarding bin Laden.
Yeah, that came out actually, I think, before September 11th, where all these ambassadors were bragging about the fact that he was being guarded by elite U.S. Secret Service and Marines. So, you know, he's been in their possession for a very long time.
Dying of kidney failure, and they just hand over the dead body, and it's a stage deal. Let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and talk to Fred in South Dakota. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Paul. You know, it's unfortunate they don't trust our neighbors to the south in Iowa with the truth, but they don't trust them with firecrackers either. So that's just par for the course.
That's right. They, you know, they've been trying to ban fireworks in Texas.
Well, no truth, no firecrackers either. What can I say? But anyway, to the point, they have several aircraft carriers over towards China and Taiwan and the
Seven
area. Yeah, and
by the way, that was an urban legend too, and now it's been in the Associated Press.
Yes, and there's essentially there's been, as far as I can see on this television set and in the local news and national news, there's been absolutely no coverage. Could you let us know what? I smell something up their sleeve.
Well, the Navy announced it. I covered it last Thursday. What's the name of the program?
It's called Summer Pulse 04.
Summer Pulse 04. We got a link to the Navy, and they've got 10 carrier groups out, 3 in the Middle East, and now 7 on their way. Several already there, but a total of 7 to be out there between Japan and China for some big drill, and everybody else is launching their navies. I mean, I don't know what to make of it, Paul.
Well, also, Associated Press reported 2 days ago that China intends to hold military exercises this month across the strait from Taiwan as Beijing builds up its capability to back up its frequent threats to invade the island.
And so then we have the British being ordered to attack Iran, Iran threatening back, saying there'll be a global response if you attack us. That's exactly what the globalists want. They want to get World War III on.
Yes, I mean, these waters are getting awful crowded at the moment, as I commented, with all these different exercises taking place.
So there's your answer, Fred.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. This new tips program, have your neighbor, have the cable guy title on you, the truck drivers. This never got canceled, Paul, but you've got Newsweek telling us how great it is to, you know, to have, of course, they're not just going to fight terror, it's crime, too. Everybody being enlisted to be tattletales, Paul.
Yes, a Department of Homeland Security $19.3 million grant to the American Trucking Associations, and it's called Highway Watch, and they describe it as a volunteer army. And it, the article states that 10,000 truckers have signed on to become amateur sleuths. And it says over the next year, the goal is to add toll booth workers, rest stop employees, and construction crews, creating a core of 400,000 people drawn from every state. And so, and it, as I said, you know, you thought that tips was dead. As with the case with TIA, it's just continued under a different name.
And you ought to read the stuff they say is terrorist activity. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day, and of course every night, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. U.S. General says he met with Israeli interrogator in Iraq. This is Reuters, and they go on to admit that Israel, which they admitted even before the war, was going to advise in all of this, and they try to deny it. So there they are admitting that. Another Arab website traces back to Houston, Texas, what really happened. Again, always to these neocon front groups that always get the upload of the head getting chopped off. Boy, Al-Qaeda's really slick. And Iraq puppet government will not oppose U.S. attack on neighbors. They're saying, of course, they are for that. Iran gives U.S. stern warning. Tehran So Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, warned the United States on Monday that any attack on the Islamic Republic's interests would be met with a global response, which is exactly what they want, you idiots. And continues, a new push for identity, new push to identify extremists in the U.S., got to look for all the terrorists, New York Times, China's SARS dissident undergoing brainwashing sessions, BBC, so that he, it just goes on and on, Paul. It's a total information awareness overload. Japan firm's chip tells mom if kids are out of school, got to have a tracker chip. That's Reuters. Paul, I've got like 50 more of these. I mean, it's just exploding. What do you say to that?
Well, you mentioned the one about the fake phony Al-Qaeda websites. Now we know for certain that there are these phony Al-Qaeda websites claiming responsibility for events which haven't even taken place yet. The Marine, which was captured about 5-6 days ago, this Al-Qaeda, so-called Al-Qaeda website came out and claimed that they had beheaded him, which led the original group, a different group, the one that captured him, to say that they hadn't beheaded him, and now today he's been released. So it proves that fake Al-Qaeda groups are claiming, you know, responsibility for events on their
website.
But
they haven't found him yet, and that guy thinks he'll be safe. We need to take you out here to a secret field office to debrief you with these CIA men. You better run, buddy. You better run.
You mentioned before the break, you know, what is the classification of terrorism under this new Highway Watch Stasi brown shirt?
Well, they say wearing a coat. They say having a backpack. Just everything. Having a atlas in your car, Paul?
Yeah, having an argument with your wife, taking pictures of national landmarks. And the article states they've got a database set up, they've got a call center where people get a secret toll-free number to report any suspicious behavior. And
let's jam two calls in. We'll have to have you back up to talk about this. Sam in West Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
You there?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Okay, hey, I want to commend you guys first for the work you're doing.
Well, thank you.
But my question is, and I understand, what's the deal with Phil Jahan and Lestrel 911?
Well, that's just all a misunderstanding. You know, he's been attacked a lot, and we support what he's doing, and he just got confused by some stuff. He's a good guy.
Well, no, I thought he was because he was on your show last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then it's just the internet. It's you know, it's stuff that goes on, but it's a side issue. If you've been to his side, he changed it.
Oh, well, I was there this morning. That's why I asked.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Well, that was pretty much it because I thought maybe it was a falling out there or something.
Okay. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Harry in New Jersey. Harry, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And, listen, I just want to mention, you mentioned New Jersey last week. And anyway, I just want to say that, like, we have this Albert Peroni. He's like the executive director of legislation in New Jersey. He acts like a godfather, but the whole thing is, New Jersey is really highly vulnerable with the refineries and all, you know, and is this well set up like a dictatorship in the state of New Jersey?
Well, the head of FEMA in your state said that you can't leave your house if there's a red alert. You're going to be considered an enemy combatant. That was a quote, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, and also in New Jersey, that's the foundation for the mandatory volunteerism programs, which are the pretext for the draft, so it's a police state there.
Anything else?
Well, firecrackers aren't even allowed in New Jersey.
I know. It's training us how to be little children. We're slaves. Can't have any fun. Can't celebrate America. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Paul, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
Get out there and sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's amazing. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Berkey, what?